Text 2.
Today, I'm talking to social media listener Jane Potter. Could you tell us what exactly your job is?
Yes, of course. I admit it's a somewhat obscure title that can lead to head scratching and vacant stares. Most people are baffled when I tell them what I do. Basically, my job is pretty much what it sounds like. Although I don't technically listen in an auditory fashion, I read. You see, I spend my working hours on social media pages, reading posts and comments about companies and their products, so as to observe the discussions happening online. I then produce reports analyzing this discourse and present my findings to brands so they can tailor their products and services appropriately. By presenting my findings to brands, I can keep them ahead of the curve and offer them a level of engagement with their customers that they can't find anywhere else.
That's very interesting and something that I can definitely see the need for. Although it does sound somewhat covert in nature, doesn't it?
I can see why you might think that, and to be honest, people often have the same view when I first explain my line of work. It's important to remember, though, that there's nothing untoward about what I do. I mean, I'm not a spy. My role has nothing to do with espionage or surveillance, and I'm not playing the part of Big Brother. Rather, I present brands with a way of keeping their fingers on the pulse. By my keeping my ear close to the ground, I can help companies and consumers develop products and services for the benefit of all. Essentially, my job is about helping people and acting as a conduit for change.
It's interesting that companies are using this approach in addition to more traditional means of interactions with customers. Why do you think that this is the case?
I think it's all about sincerity, predominantly. There's something raw and much more organic about the discussions and opinions shared in a digital space. People feel at ease to speak their minds, and also are more likely to engage via social media than through traditional channels such as email. In my experience, I've found that people are somewhat jaded about direct contact with a brand. There's a widespread feeling that feedback will just be ignored or customers will be fobbed off by a company. However, replying to a post you see from someone on social media is a lot more free and liberating.
It sounds like you're quite passionate about this yourself. Do you also find it liberating being able to act as a sort of emissary between customers and big companies?
I have to admit that I do. I've been passionate about social media for many years, long before I decided to branch out into this area of the industry. For me, the biggest strength of social media as a medium has always been its ability to offer genuine platforms for interaction and expression. I'm a fan myself of many of the brands that I work for, and my role offers me a unique position to be able to share the needs of normal people with leading executives. Having said that, I'm under no illusions and don't consider myself some kind of people's champion. Regardless, it is extremely gratifying to see changes happen that I've passed on.
I can see why that might be rewarding. Yet, I have to ask, do you think that brands actually take this feedback from customers to heart, or is it just a PR exercise?
That is a very good question. No doubt many schemes that brands carry out are for exactly the reasons you mention, ticking boxes on important metrics to show that they care. In the case of social media listening, though, I don't think this is applicable. Let's not forget that the actual process is done behind closed doors. I gather my data, present it, and action is or isn't taken. This process is rarely shown or discussed publicly in a way to show that a brand listens to its customers. Regarding the driving force behind it, well, ultimately it's about sales and profit. Happy customers are repeat customers, and I don't begrudge that. Ultimately, it's an arrangement that helps both parties.